The Guardian.
Kaya Sarriaho writes music that is shimmering, angular, and entirely unique. Her early works were staunchly experimental, though she later discovered a more lyrical dimension in opera. But given the attitude she encountered growing up in Finland, it's astonishing that she ever even managed to become a composer in the first place.
Did it seem at the time to people that the ambition of a young woman to become a composer just was strange?
Yes, of course. It's very funny when you now think about it. Because, first of all, my parents said it makes no sense. Well, how could you become a composer suddenly? It makes no sense. You are destroying your life. It's a horrible idea. And then not only them, you know, then I was already in Sibelius Academy. There were some old composers who didn't want to teach me because they thought that it's stupid waste of time. I got my first commission from the Finnish radio, and I called, it was a piece for cello and piano, and I called up a cellist whom I admired very much, and I asked whether he would like to make the recording of the piece for the radio. He was laughing so much that he nearly choked.
Sarriaho left Finland to study and work at IRCAM, the music laboratory founded in Paris by composer Pierre Boulez. Here she introduced a new element to her composition, electronics.
It was, of course, very rare to have so powerful computers that you could do music and analyze sounds and make sound synthesis. And I learned very much about physics and the psychology of hearing and all that. It was very valuable for me, really.
With the encouragement of visionary producer Peter Sellers, Sarriaho tackled her first opera, La Mort de Loin. The introduction of the human voice transformed her work.
Sometimes a thousand twangling instruments.
When I wrote my first opera, my project was always to write my opera. So write one opera. And I never thought that I would somehow become opera composer. It's very difficult for me to write operas because it's I really take it very personally. I don't know how these Verdis and these other guys how they did it, because it takes enormously energy from me.
Sarriaho is arguably the first female composer to ever enter the top echelons of classical music. Even she believes this could make a difference for women in the future.
No, we are on our way, because already that people can imagine that it's possible. When I was younger, I got this compliment on my music that it was great music that I never could imagine it was written by a woman. So nobody tells it to me today. So apparently people can imagine it now.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.